Now, back to the Grillin' Guys show.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network and Jethro Country with a twist. But anyway, hey, we're talking deer camp. And Bob was just explaining how he tuned up his truck a little bit at deer camp. But never fear, Farm Bureau's here, and they took care of you. But,
yeah.
Speaking of getting taken care of, the rifle season is coming up. This show's going to be, what, it's the 6th. So you got one more weekend. I think opener's on a Monday, the 15th. And so you got just a little bit of time to get to Alan Bob Sports on 131 and 68th Street, southern part of Grand Rapids.
Yes.
And,
yes.
Get a last-minute tune-up.
Well, and here's the thought. Right now is the time you want to start using your Doe and Heat or any estrus or anything like that if you like using any scents. Now's the time to get that out. And they have a couple of different local blends down there that I'm told by Merle himself are fantastic. So that's what I'll be
essence,
doing.
Essence of Merle?
No. I said fantastic.
Oh, okay.
So another thing they have that's really cool are these. We used to use them for artificial insemination in cows. It's a plastic glove.
That was Bob's first career for the first 22 years of his life.
No, but I grew up on dairy farms, right?
Right.
So it's a glove that goes up your shoulder.
Right.
And it's great for cleaning deer out.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
nice.
Are they slippery, though, at the end? I mean, are they made out of – I've never had one on, but can you get some grip? Because a lot of times
oh, yeah.
You need
some
grip.
No, they're fantastic.
Okay,
yeah,
very good.
They're fantastic.
I didn't know if it was like a big plastic
and
glove.
And if they are a little slick, you can just lick your fingers.
Yeah, right. Before you put the glove on. Yeah.
Let's talk about a fresh kill.
Okay, go ahead.
Because there's lots of them going on.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about you, but I've got several buddies that have posted really nice deer from – their bow hunts this in the last week.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really heated up, like you said.
Yeah, it is. And matter of fact, when I came home from my trip, there was a 5-point laying in my driveway.
Oh, really?
Yeah, somebody hit him, and he just died right at the base of the driveway.
Wow.
It's too bad. I hate seeing young bucks like that go down.
Right.
Anyway, so one thing that some people really like is heart meat.
Right.
And you can take that heart and slice it really, really thin, like almost potato chip thin, and fry it up in butter, or in this case, I'm going to go with Old World Olive's butter EVO
right.
And a little garlic salt.
Ooh.
And fry that up just to brown it enough. It's going to be medium rare
right?
Because it's a tough muscle.
It's a very lean muscle.
But it's got a flavor that is very, very unique.
Right.
So don't throw that heart away. Give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
Another friend of mine said that fresh liver, thinly sliced, on garlic toast is phenomenal.
Sure.
Raw.
Raw?
Yeah.
Oh, that you hooked me there until you said raw.
Yes.
That nasty little three-letter word.
Well, that's okay.
I'm not sure.
Guy happens to be Palestinian, you know, the kibbeh and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But he's a successful fellow, and he likes good food. And he's
eaten it raw before, and he's sure to tell about it.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good,
full
whatever you like.
Full of vitamins, just full of nutrients for you. But, you know, everybody likes to talk about the loin, right. Back straps.
Right.
And there's a couple things you can do with back straps. I think you like doing them whole.
I do. And I'll either marinate them in, of all things, apple cider.
Mm-hmm.
It's super good. It sounds like, but wait till you try it. A little bit of apple cider, and there's some acidity in cider, right?
How long would you marinate it?
Just like maybe an hour.
Okay.
Is all. Not long, but because it'll start to soften the meat too much if you leave it in there too long. But the apple flavor on wild game is fantastic. And it's just this is a very lean muscle. It for those of you that don't know.
So you want to use raw cider.
Right.
Not apple juice homogenized.
Correct. Yeah, I'm raw cider. Right, exactly. These are the two pieces of meat that go right down either side of the backbone above the rib cage. They're about as big around as a tennis ball, maybe a little bit bigger, depending on the size of the deer you get. And they're maybe 16 inches long, but super, super tender. It's they aren't the tenderloin. It's the loin along the backs. There's a tenderloin on the inside of each rear leg that are only about 7 or 8 inches
long. So here's what I'm thinking. If you're at deer camp, you might not have apple cider,
right.
But you might have a hard cider.
Right. Yep, exactly.
I bet that would work.
Might be a little tart. The reason that I like apple cider is it's still got a little bit of sweetness to it. The hard ciders tend to be a little bit tart or I don't know. I've just always done it with cider, but a half a gallon in a plastic Ziploc.
And then you're going to smoke it?
Yep.
Or grill it and roll it?
Right. Either way.
Low temp.
Low temp.
Bring it up to what?
I'm going to go about 125 and then set it on a board and let it rest. And then
you're going to wrap it when you set it on the board?
No, I'm not. I'm going to let it because I want it to chill down. Then I'm going to cut it into medallions.
But don't you want to keep the moisture in it?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. But, I mean, I don't think it's going to rest on the board. It's a smaller piece of meat.
It's not going to rest very long.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to eat it, man.
Don't waste the aluminum foil.
Right. But anyway, so, that's how I would do that. And then just some, you know, some salt and pepper or maybe like a Montreal steak seasoning, but very light.
So here's,
let the meat do the work.
So here's what. I'm going to do my pork chop method to those, to that loin, and I'm going to cut them into chops about an inch.
Thick.
Yep.
So there'll be little medallions.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it's backstraps, so they're pretty good size. Not right. The tenderloins, the
right.
Backstraps.
Right.
And then I'm going to put some EVO on them, and if I have my Jacquard with me, I'm going to probably tenderize them just a little bit. Should be already tender, but here's why I like to do that with oil. I want to drive a little bit of that olive oil into the meat.
Right.
It just helps keep it juicy. And I'm going to grill it medium rare, 130, 135, and pull them off and cover them, rest them. And maybe throw some apple slices or something like that on there, a little chutney when you're ready to eat them. I love chutney on venison.
It's really good.
It's good on fish too. But yeah. If you get like an apple chutney and you can make it yourself, it's just apple sugar, vinegar, raisins, cook it up, and there's some aromatics you can put in there. But you just cook it up and you cool it down, put it in a jar, and when you scoop it out on your meat. You can do it while it's on the grill finishing.
Right.
That's really nice because then it warms up,
right.
And it's beautiful.
Yeah.
You'll have them just chomping at the bit to get thing.
Yeah, and here's the good part about that, guys, is that chutney can be made days or weeks ahead.
Absolutely have to.
So you can bring it with you and just have it as a condiment when you're ready to you know, if you don't shoot your deer the first day.
Yes.
You still got it with you.
Absolutely.
Right?
And you might, you know, be smart enough to bring up some meat because if I was counting on what I shot last weekend,
right.
I would have been at restaurant
every
night.
All you did is shoot the front end of your Jeep out. Right. But, hey, the last one, another loin recipe that's really good. How can anything be wrong with bacon on it? Right?
Yeah.
Again, this loin is lean. And I would get thin bacon, not
yep.
thick sliced, because you want the bacon to cook fully and not overcook the loin on the inside.
That'd be something you could marinate in a little zesty Italian.
Sure, sure.
It's also a fantastic marinade.
Yep. So, and just, I would smoke that if you have a smoker. If not, you could do that in a cast skillet over the fire. You could, you know.
Or a
Dutch oven. Speaking of Dutch ovens. But, you know, you just want that, again, that 125, 130. The reason I like cast for this is that you want that bacon to get crisp.
Yes.
And that cast is going to be
hot. Nothing does it like that.
Right.
Nothing does. I have my big Lodge, my big round. It's a top to that combo Dutch oven thing. And it's a beautiful grill. I keep that at deer camp.
Right. Yep. It's awesome.
Shouldn't say that.
Speaking of cast and the Dutch, yes, I do enjoy Dutch ovens. And if you were a listener of the show prior to us coming to Jethro, you'll know that I rode Bob pretty long and hard on his Dutch oven, because he'll put anything in there and think it's just the best thing in the world, which generally it is. But I'm converted. I'm over to the Dutch oven. It's a great piece of equipment, and you cannot go wrong. So coming up next, once you put a roast in there, Bob's going to maybe even put some kielbasa in it, but you're not going to want to miss this recipe. Stick with us. We'll be back.